so exciting. I'm feeling all tingly. Although that could just be my newly defoliated bikini zone.
Keep a lookout. This place is swarming with campus security. They will not hesitate to scold us.
Freaking pigs.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now, pull your car into the spot and let's get out of here.
Wait, I'm leaving my car here?
Yes, and be sure and put on the emergency brake. Really makes these things tough to budge.
Before I park, come in the back seat. I want to show you something I had done today.
All right, you color me intrigued.
What do you think?
I think you're high on paint fumes. And boy, that's a lot of Band-Aids.
Okay, Howard's mother is in, like, every one of your wedding photos.
What can I tell you? She's a big girl. Wherever you look, there she is. More coffee?
No, Leonard's taking me to a physics lecture, and coffee will just keep me awake. Oh, I'll get it.
Oh, looks like someone's on Team Bernadette.
Where's Howard?
He's not here. What's wrong?
He had my car towed. It cost me $200 to get it back.
Oh, no. Where was it parked?
In Sheldon's spot.
Well, that doesn't make sense. Sheldon doesn't have a spot. Was it maybe in Howard's spot?
Don't play dumb with me, sister. You tell your husband he owes me $200.
Well, that doesn't make sense either.
Why not?
Because I'm the one who had it towed.
You?
Didn't see that one coming, did you?
Oh, yeah? Well, you're not gonna see this coming. Keys and a coffee can full of change. I have a meeting to take to the bank.
I'll get some ice.
Are you okay?
Get away from here. I swear to God, I will rip out what's left of your pills.
Here.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, Amy, you think maybe this has gotten a little out of hand?
Gee, you think?
I do. Penny, Bernadette and I are sorry.
You hit her. What did I do?
You had my car towed.
You were parked in Howard's spot.
I was parked in Sheldon's spot.
Sheldon doesn't have a spot.
I think I need to go to the emergency room.
Okay, let's go.
I'll drive. You can see where the tow truck scratched my car.
The tow truck didn't scratch your car.
How do you know?
Because I did it.
Morning, Professor Stevens.
Hey, don't look at that white boy. That's my math, not your math. Keep walking, nosy.
What the hell are you doing?
You said I'm not using my space, so I'm using it.
Okay, you need to move now.
No, I don't.
But you can't stay there forever.
Actually, I have a plastic baggie strapped to my leg that says I can. Give up, Wallowitz. You've chosen to tangle with a superior intellect you can't defeat. There is nothing you could possibly do to...
Those aren't gonna help you, Sheldon.
Oh, yes, they are. I mean, what?
I'm warning you, Sheldon.
Your threats are empty. Nothing can move me. Stop that.
Get out of my spot!
No, that's it. I am calling campus security. You prepare for the scolding of your life!
What are you idiots doing?
He's trying to kill me, Leonard. Video games and rock music have desensitized him to violence.
Would you please talk some sense into your lunatic roommate?
You're both acting like lunatics. It's just a parking spot.
It's not just a parking spot. He can't handle the fact that I'm a bigger deal than he is now.
Yo, oh, preposterous. I have been solely responsible for this university's six-loop quantum gravity calculations. I have changed the way we think about Bose-Einstein condensates. And I am also the one who got Nutter Butters in the cafeteria vending machine. And maybe you missed that news while you're floating around like a goof in outer space. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have work to do.
Can you believe this guy?
What I don't believe is that you tried to run him over.
Oh, like you've never thought of doing that. Don't hate me just because I lived the dream.
Hey, sweet rock.
What are you doing in there?
Just breaking in your new car.
Stop that! You stop that!
Now, you know what they say. Revenge is a dish best served nude.
Hey, got a minute?
Oh, of course, come in. This is an authentic Chinese throwing star, and I must warn you, I have seen many people throw them in movies.
Calm down. Howard has something he wants to say to you.
Right. Sheldon, when this whole thing with the parking space started, I had no idea just how much of a crazy bastard...
Howard! That's not how he practiced it.
I had no idea how much that spot meant to you. Anyway, I called President Siebert and told him it's not worth fighting over the spot, so you keep it and I'll park in the structure across the street.
Well, Howard, thank you. It's quite a gesture on your part. You've shown yourself to be the bigger man.
Thank you.
Which I find totally unacceptable. I must be the bigger man. Therefore, you may use my spot until such time as I learn to drive or get a Batmobile.
Wow, okay. Well, thanks. I don't know what to say.
No, there's nothing to say, except I'm the bigger man. I'm not kidding. Say it.
Just say it. You're the bigger man, Sheldon.
Don't stop. And I believe this is yours. Yeah, FYI, if you wear that into a bank, they will tackle you to the ground.
Yeah, I'd like to propose a toast to burying the hatchet.
To burying the hatchet.
You know, I'm kind of glad this happened.
Me too. In a weird way, I kind of feel like it brought us closer.
Yeah, everybody's happy. Great!
Can I help you?
Yes. According to information I gleaned from Yelp, you had great success when a Santeria Susie 37 brought you a pair of leather slacks stained with chicken blood. Now, I believe I may have a similar problem. This cushion experienced a nude revenge wiggle.
A what?
A naked man sat on it. Now, here's my concern. His diet is rich in fatty deli meats. What tests do you have to detect lipid residue?
Lipid what?
Lipid residue. An anal autograph. A colon calling card, if you will.
Tuesday, okay. Oh.
Now, don't rush it. We may be dealing with befoulment on a molecular level.
Let me write you a ticket.
Is that your son?
Uh-huh.
Looks like that laptop's seen better days. If you're interested, I'm selling this. It's only 2 years old, 16 gigabytes of RAM, Intel Core i7 processor, and I can personally guarantee it has spent less than 20 minutes resting on an astronaut's penis.